The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Like humans with a nose for the best restaurants, roundworms also use their senses of taste and smell to navigate. And now researchers have found how a worm's brain does this. It performs calculus. Worms calculate how much the strength of different tastes is changing, equivalent to the process of taking a derivative in calculus, to figure out if they are on their way toward food or should change direction and look elsewhere. With the aid of salt and chili peppers, researchers reached the calculating worm's conclusion by studying two anatomically identical neurons from the worm's brain that collectively regulate behavior. These two neurons function like on and off gates in a computer in response to changes in salt concentration levels. Like human visual systems that respond to the presence and absence of light, scientists found that when the left neuron fires as salt concentrations increase, the roundworm continues crawling in the same direction. The right neuron responds when salt concentrations decrease, and the worm turns in search of a saltier location.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.